Do note that the views expressed in Thinking It Through do not necessarily represent the views of Good News Community Radio. The views expressed in Thinking It Through are meant to serve as a challenge to your beliefs, whatever they may be, and to see how the Christian worldview stands in light of other worldviews.
Welcome back to Thinking It Through. We continue with the relevant study of the Book of Revelation in a fireside chat with Dr. Gregory Donation, resident minister at Juvenile Mission, as he responds to questions on the Book of Revelation. Here's Dr. Donation in part 9 of Understanding the Times.
You must understand, if we are on this side of the globe, the planet, and Hawaii is on the other side, 12 hours different from us, and he comes here in Africa, and I hope he does, then the guys in Hawaii are going to have a hard time seeing him. So it's got to be some kind of a supernatural reality, because God is omnipresent. I mean, he's here now, and he's in Hawaii at the same time. How that can be, it's too great for my mind to conceive and to conceptualize. How God can answer my prayer here and answer somebody else's prayer in the Philippines at the same time, I can't grasp it. I can't get my head around that. It just shows the finiteness of the human being and faculty. So on that day, we will probably be pleasantly surprised that indeed the reality is every eye will see him. Mm. How it will be done, whether it's a cyberspace issue or whether it's a supernatural, here I am. But it's going to be a physical return. Not a psychic return or a spiritist return. And that's what makes it difficult for us to get our head around it. We don't know how that's going to be. But every eye will see him.
Pastor Greg, we read in Revelations that there will be this 1,000-year period where Jesus will reign on earth, I think with those saints who have been slayed. And I think there's a lot of debate on that and different views around that. So do you perceive those 1,000 years that Jesus reigns on earth to be him physically being here and reigning, or is that also symbolic?
We have spent a little bit of time looking at the relevance of the numbers in the Book of Revelation. And we have seen that John employed these numbers to make them subservient to the purpose of the book. So they convey a message. If we have a look at where the 1,000 years appears, it's very interesting because it comes chapter 20, 21, 22. People who held a chronological unfolding of history from chapter 1 to chapter 22 would think that the 1,000 years refers to something at the end, because it's at the end of the Book of Revelation that we find it. But we must remember that chapter 20 to chapter 22 is a scene. So everything contained there is the seventh scene that corresponds to the seventh letter, the seventh seal, the seventh trumpet, the seventh bowl, and so on. So these things run parallel. The technique that John used is parallelism. He lined up these scenes like dominoes next to each other, and each item within those scenes follows a certain sequence. So if you look at the seven letters to the seven churches, you have the unfolding of the church history from church 1 to church 7, from the first coming of Christ to the second coming of Christ. And there will be elements within the writings to those churches that are more applicable according to the position they hold. So the letter which you find written in the first church will be very specifically applicable to the church of the first era. When you come to the last church, it will be more applicable to the church of the last days, because it is the last church. So that scene, the letters to the seven churches, covers the whole of salvation history from the first coming of Christ to the second coming of Christ. Now when you come to the seventh scene, chapter 20 to chapter 22, it's not something that happens at the end of history. Chapter 20 to chapter 22 covers the whole period of church history, just like the letters did, from the first coming of Jesus to the second coming. So let's have a look at it. In chapter 20 we see, verse 1 says, I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss, and holding in his hand a great chain. So he's got a key, and he's got a chain. So he's coming down from heaven. What did he do? Verse 2. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil, or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. So now we see that angel coming down out of the sky with a key and with a chain. He bound Satan for 1,000 years. Verse 3. He threw him into the abyss. Wow. That's why he had the key to the abyss. So he locked it. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time. Now, before we can go any further, let's go to a passage in Revelation, chapter 9, which is another scene, an earlier scene, which we have to examine the events that unfold there. So keep in your mind what happened now in chapter 20. Let's look at chapter 9. The fifth angel sounded his trumpet. So it's not the first, not the second, not the third, not the fourth, but the fifth. In other words, some time has already unfolded on earth. The fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen. Look at the perfect tense there. Not that was busy falling, but had fallen. Sometime way back in the past, I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. Now, before we can understand what the significance of that is, we have to look at Revelation chapter 1, because the Bible is its own interpreter, and in Revelation chapter 1 we are given a key to understand what the star means. Verse 19 of chapter 1, write therefore what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later. The mystery, the secret, in other words, of the seven stars. There it's referring to the Asteros, the star. The mystery of the seven star that you saw in my right hand and of the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels, the angeloi, the angels of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands are the seven churches. So the book itself says, when you see those seven lampstands, what are they? Don't think of a lampstand. Think of a church. They symbolize the church. When you see the seven stars in his right hand, don't think of a star. See an angel, or a leader, or a pastor, or a messenger. Angelos means messenger. So now, John tells us in advance, when you see these things, you must understand that they stand for something else. So when he says in chapter 9, I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth, we are talking about a fallen angel here now. And do we know who the fallen angel is? Yes, we know. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. Okay, we read about the abyss in chapter 20. What did we read about it? We read that this dragon was locked up in that abyss. That's what we read, isn't it? Let's just go back there again. I saw, chapter 20, an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss, and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Where? In the abyss. It says in verse 3, he threw him into the abyss, and locked and sealed it over him, to keep him from deceiving the nation. So it was locked and it was sealed. Now we come to chapter 9 and verse 1. We see something happening when the fifth angel sounded his trumpet. And that is that this abyss which was locked and sealed. Verse 2. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss. Out of the smoke, locusts came up on the earth and were given power like that of the scorpions of the earth. And then it goes on to tell you what they're going to do. And then we read in verse 11, they had as a king over them these locusts and so on. The angel of the abyss. And who's that angel of the abyss? His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek Apollyon. So here he's called Abaddon, which means destruction, and in Greek Apollyon, the destroyer. These are the names used here. But in chapter 20, he's called the serpent, Satan. So here we read that the abyss is opened when the fifth angel sounded his trumpet. So if you think in terms of the time sequence, it's not when the seventh angel sounded his trumpet. Neither is it when the first angel sounded his trumpet. So there's quite a lot of time that went by, and now we're on the fifth angel sounding his trumpet. And we know what will happen when this abyss is opened up. According to chapter 20, when the abyss is opened up, he must be set free for a short time. And what will he do then? He will deceive the nations, because he was kept from deceiving the nations. So obviously, the 1,000 years would have been from the coming of Christ until the abyss is opened. Because after that, he must be set free for a short time. When was the abyss opened? It was opened with the fifth angel sounding his trumpet. So what would be a short time? That would be the sixth angel. Oh, that is significant, the sixth one. That's a very important number to remember, because the mark of this beast is 666. But the short time now is equivalent to the sixth angel sounding his trumpet. Because when the seventh one sounds his trumpet, that's the end. That's the Sabbath rest for the people of God. That's when the conclusion has come, and it's all culminated now in the glory of God having triumphed over everything. So you have the five, then you have the number six, the short time, and then you have the conclusion, the final act of God in putting everything together again. So why is it mentioned 1,000 years? Again, we saw that 7 is 3 plus 4. When we looked at the scenario before the throne, there were 24 elders there. Why 24? Because it's 12 times 2. You have the 12 tribes of Israel in the Old Testament, representing the leadership of the faith community before Christ came. Then you have the 12 apostles in the New Testament. These are representative of God's church, God's body, before the throne of God, 24 elders who are bowing down and throwing their crowns before him. So now we see the relevance of the numbers and their significance.
That was Dr. Gregory Donation in part 9 of Understanding the Times, a relevant study of the Book of Revelation. Send us any questions you have about the Book of Revelation to the email address that will be given at the end of the program. Stay tuned for part 10, same time tomorrow.
If you have any feedback or queries regarding Thinking It Through, please email it to thinkingitthrough@gncr.org.za. You can find the live stream, GNCR mission statements, and more at gncr.org.za.